Stefan Sembrovich with Monica on the 19th of November. Monica, give us your full name, please.
Yes, my name is Monica Resler Eisbanner. And the date is today, 19th of November 2016.
That's very good. And Monica, tell us how you come to be working in the United Kingdom. Tell us how you come to England.
It was nearly 13 years ago,
yes.
On May, as the rest of the people, most of the people who came in on that date. The decision was actually very simple. I did have an offer from my very first boss, Nigel,
yes.
Who came to England. He offered me a job in an employment agency as a recruitment consultant for the Polish people. Actually, he wanted to have a Polish people to work for him. Then I came in to Bristol, to the old bus station.
Yes.
I still remember all of that before the constructions. Yes, I was working in employment agency for nearly 5 years.
What sort of employment were the Poles getting at that time with
that
your agency?
That was just the labourers, that was the cleaners, that was the construction jobs, that was the warehouse jobs.
Yes.
I've been registered about the 700 people a month.
Wow.
That was a number, yes. I've been working nearly 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Seven days a week, receiving the
phone
calls from the people who want to work and the companies who want to have workers.
Yes.
Then, you know, they was really kind and happy to employ all of the Polish people who came in because was a lot of, you know, saving for British companies, really. We've been cheaper,
yes,
for them. But for another side, it was very difficult for me as a Polish work and employ the Polish people for English company, because all of those people who came in, they wasn't speak English, really.
Their English was limited.
It was very limited English.
So you had to
I was translating everything. I was helping with lots of things, with renting the houses. And I did have also lots of the trouble because I was too nice for the people.
Right. So you were troubleshooting. You were a social worker.
Yes. I was doing loads of things for them, yes.
Yes.
I was giving my clothes, my bedding, my everything to them because they're coming to the office and crying. They don't have money, they don't have a work. And I was just giving everything for myself, food.
So this is 13 years ago, so this is about 2003.
Yes.
Yes, and can you remember what the wages were for Polish people then? They were lower, you say?
Yes.
How much lower?
That was about £5.50 per hour.
Yes, so the basic minimum wage now, the living wage is about £7.50, I think, at the moment.
Mm.
And the basic minimum wage in those days would have been about £5. So they were getting basic minimum wage.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't have nothing, yeah.
Yes, and
yes.
Because
that needs to be, you know, kept by the law, of course, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
so nothing, of so course, nothing no, less than
nothing,
minimum wage.
No, nothing less
but
than.
But that was very competitive for some
definitely.
Of the jobs. Yes.
Definitely. And they always been happy there, you know, the people was always happy to go to work. They didn't want to stop. They've been working really hard, hours
yes.
and hours and days. Some
yes.
of them been working nearly like 14 days in a row.
Yes.
Because
yes.
they want to save the money.
This generation, you see, there have been so many waves who came over. Mm. I don't know whether this 2003, this was the fifth or the sixth wave, I don't know. Mm. But that time, were most of the people coming were workers, were workers with their hands, were there skilled workers, were there nurses, computer people, or was it all working class people?
It was really all, was a lot of mixture, educated people.
Yes.
Yeah, was the people who was finished their study, I mean universities.
So people with degrees.
Oh yes, definitely, definitely. Lots of them, they've been doing like a cleaning service. The girls
Yes.
was doing the cleaning service.
So they'd start out at least in the UK by working as
Oh
cleaners.
yes, yeah.
How did it go for them in general? I mean, of course there are winners and there are losers in such a situation, but how did it go?
Some of them, from the perspective of the time, and I see some of them still on the streets. Some of them,
Yes.
unfortunately, they're homeless people.
Wow.
Some of them, they're doing fine, they're doing just normal work, they just learn English. They went to schools, they went to colleges for the courses for English. I think they're doing fine. Some of them, they buy houses. You know, they're living like a normal life, nothing different as the rest of the people in England. Yes, but some of them, they're finishing really bad. Some of them, they are arrested, they are in a prisons,
Trouble,
in trouble. Yes, and lots of different people was passing the office.
So I was here when the first, the, when just after enlargement, when the first polls came, and the government said, "Oh, we think there are going to be 30,000 of them," or no, was it 15,000? And hundreds of thousands came.
Yes.
But to start off with, very few people went on to benefit. Nobody claimed unemployment or sickness benefit. Everybody was working. They were all young people too. They were, 22, 24 years old. But has that you're telling me that picture sort of changed by 2003?
Yes. Right, on my opinion, very private opinion, for the first couple of years, I mean about the 3 4 years, all of the Polish people who came into England,
Yes.
that was strict people who want to work,
Yes.
those people didn't have a clue about the benefits.
Yes.
They didn't know what is the benefits. They didn't know a thing like that is exists, because back to Poland,
Yes.
we are not using things like that. We
No.
don't have that big support from the country
Yes,
as
yes.
in England. After those years, 4 5 years, people start looking around. They did have a they did have English friends who was suggesting, who was saying, "Oh yeah, we have something like that. You should try. You should try." And on my experience as well, again, the people was coming to me with the paper
Yes.
from the office, from the I forgot the name of that office for the beneficial.
Unemployment,
Yes,
labor exchange,
I was doing
benefit
lots of,
agency.
yes, I love doing lots of the paperwork for them, but also I was doing something like a tax credit.
Yes,
Those
yes.
people who just came in again after 3 years again to England, they applied for the child benefit. They wasn't work enough time, that's why they get the child benefit. That
Yes.
was about the £9,000, £10,000, one of them, I remember.
Yes.
But they didn't understand they need to give those money back.
Right.
They was called trouble. That was called trouble for them.
Yes,
And I was
yes.
trying to explain to the office as well. They didn't know and all of that. Then it was very, very difficult situation. But definitely for the first couple of years, no one have a clue about the benefits, and no one didn't want to claim even benefits because no one didn't know about them.
Yes. But you didn't stay working in the agency, the work agency forever. What happened to you next?
What's happened to me next? I brought my son Richard.
Yes.
Yes, he was born in Bristol Southmead Hospital.
Oh, yes.
Yes, then I was staying at home with him for some time.
Yes. So he's how old now?
Now he's 10.
He's 10.
Yes, then I was look after him at home, and yeah, my career was really like gets changed. I started doing something different. I was starting work in the hospital.
Plus your original degree, you had a degree in Poland in
Yes, tra
tourism,
yeah, travel and
travel and
tourism.
tourism, which
Yes,
took you around the world.
I did. Yes, I was around the world. I was living in France for nearly 2 years.
Yes.
I was living in California as well for nearly 2 years.
Working as a travel agent or?
In California, I was as a guide. I was guiding the people around the California. The offices, travel offices, were sending me the people there.
Yes.
The group of people, and I was guiding them to Vegas, Hollywood, Grand Canyon. Yes.
You saw it all.
Yes, yes, yes. I know all.
But was this people from all nationalities or particularly Poles?
More of them was Polish people, but yeah, I did have people from France as well because I was connected with France already as well.
Yes, yes. Do you speak French?
A little bit, yes. I think I forgot right now after being in England for 13 years. It's just, if you're not using another language, you're just...
Well, so what languages have you got? You've got French and English.
Yes, of course, Polish and Russian. What I was
Russian.
Russian, yes. What I was learning in school for
many years.
12 years.
Может быть сегодня мы говорим по-русски.
Oh, давай.
Может быть нет.
Может быть нет.
So, but then you. Why did you come to England?
Why?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I came back from California only because my father, he died.
Yes.
That was the reason why I came back from California to Poland. Then I was trying to find out some work in Poland to settle down again.
Yes.
And then I did have an offer in travel office to be a manager of travel office. But I think I've been in California, been in France, have experience from different side of world.
Yes.
I couldn't find the space in Poland for myself. And luckily, my colleague from travel office, he gave her my number to her relative in England, in Bristol. And they decided to employ me in an employment agency. They give me offer to work for them. That's why it was there. Was really quick, because my father was dying at the end of the March, and I'd been in England in May, 1st of May.
Yes, great. Well, so nursing, you started in nursing after the travel, after the work agency.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Right, I was thinking I need to start to something different, more respond, because I have Richard.
Yes.
Then I can't fly like I would love to be flying and doing my traveling job.
Yes.
And then I was thinking, well, hospital can be a very good place for me because I am still working with the people, I am still in touch with the people, and I can always help to someone. Then it would be lovely to work with them. Then I went for the interview in a Mercer's Green Treatment Center, actually.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because they have a few Polish staff there, don't they?
Yes, they do, yes.
Surgeons and so on.
Oh, yes, yeah. Then I went there for the interview. They offering me the job. They did give me a choice, being a healthcare assistant or be working in office. And I was thinking, well, office is not for me any longer. That's it. I've been working in office enough. Then I would love to work with the people directly. Then I was start doing my nursing. I was working with all of the consultants.
Yes.
And then, 3 years ago, I was start working with my optometrology consultant, with Mrs. Anthony Teresa.
Oh yes.
And I was doing a lot of the surgeries, cataract surgery. She was teaching me about all of the treatment on eyes.
Yes.
And after years, 3 years, we were just deciding I need to go higher and upper. And then she said, you need to go to the eye hospital. Then you can go forward, you can go higher. Because you're a clever girl and you need to be.
So she spotted something about you.
Yes, she did.
That was not just going to be in HCA.
No, I am senior ophthalmic technician right now at the moment.
Great.
Yes, the last 2 weeks I've been doing another trainings, and then University Hospital offered me to be a mentor of the new starters.
Right.
And doing the teaching session for them.
Yes.
And they want me to translate as well for the Polish people, for Hall of the Trust.
Right, right.
Then I will see. I just need to go back on Monday or Tuesday to work, and we will see what's going to happen. Yes.
Is the translation, is that a defined post? This is your job translating, or is it like you'll be doing this and then we all bring you up and call you over and interrupt you?
No.
well, whenever we need somebody.
I don't know really, because sometimes it's just like an unusual situation as well. They call me anyway.
Yes.
It is any Polish people who can't understand English. But for now, it's in the eye hospital only. Mm-hmm. They want to using me in a whole trust. That's me in the St. Michael Hospital and rest of the places as well.
Yes.
Then I don't know how that's going to be worked, but yeah, this is the offer.
I suppose you would want to make sure you had the right boundaries set.
Yes.
You know, so that you can't, you're doing one job.
Yes.
But you can't do two jobs at the same time.
Yes. I'm quite multitask. I like to be busy. I like to do lots of things in a while.
Yes.
If I'm not busy, if I don't have a push behind me, I'm just thinking it's not enough work.
Yes, you get bored.
Yes, I don't want to use that. Yeah,
it doesn't sound like you'll be very bored. Mm. It sounds like you'll always get plenty to do.
I'm working with the Polish scouts as well in Bristol.
Which is how you know Grażyna.
Yes, that's why I know Grażyna, because I was at the one of the prezes. Chairman. Yes.
Chairman came?
Yes, yes.
In presentation?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm working with the Polish scouts as well, because Richard, he's a Polish scout, then yes, I am as one of the mother, you know, who needs to be everywhere. But I'm working as well with the English school, with the St. Mary's Catholic School in Bradleystock. And then I'm supporting them as well as much as I can.
Right.
Yes. And I can't complain, always busy.
Always busy. Very good. How long have you been with the Scouts? Were you a Scout in Poland?
Oh, yes.
So it's something you've always been brought up
with. Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, and I love it. And I'm just make sure Richard, he knows all of the songs.
Good.
Yes, he keeps singing non-stop.
How do you think, have you seen much of English Scouting? Because it's a little different, isn't it?
It is.
What are the differences that you see as a Polish Scout, as a Polish Scout leader?
Right. I think the Polish scouts, they have a more independent.
Okay.
I mean, the more work to do, and I think because my heart is like with the Polish scout, of course. All of the honey on my heart is like when they sing Polish songs and doing the about the tradition and.
Yes, it's very moving.
It is, when they are dancing the Polish,
the folk dances.
Yeah, all of those. I don't know if that happened in British Scouts as well. I know it is because one of my colleagues' son, he is in English Scouts. He's Polish, the boy is Polish, but he's in English Scouts. They're doing trips as well. Then I don't know, can be compared, is it?
Mm.
I'm not trying to doing like a that is a different. I'm quite like a... I like England. I treat England now as my home.
Yes.
After 13 years, it's just like, I know lots of Polish people and I have lots of Polish friends as well, but I know lots of English people and they're really good friends for me as well. Then it's like, my heart is like, on a half. It's good is that, you have two parts of heart. One is the Polish, one is English.
So do you feel you've settled here?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Well, this interview is the first one since Brexit and all of that. Mm. How do you think life may change for Polish people since Brexit and the other developments in Europe? And, well, there's Trump, there's Putin.
Oh, yes. Yes.
There's the Polish government.
I think we live in very interesting time. I know that previously was a first war and second war. Now we have a Putin, we have a Trump, we have a Brexit. Then it's a lot of different type of the interacting in our life.
Yes.
But I think the Polish people, they're not worried too much. I think the people who is educated, who have a good job.
Yes.
If you think about all of the situation, nothing can change be dramatically.
No.
It's impossible. England is using so many immigrants, not only the Polish people, for doing the basic job or num or like myself working in a health site, then I don't think so it's gonna be make a, like a lot of the, it's difference little bit on the day when we just heard about the Brexit, you know, the England is going out, that was a Friday morning. I went to the hospital and some of my colleagues, the English colleagues, they were saying to me, Monica, I'm really sorry. I live in a stupid country, not my country. They were saying like that. Another one was saying to me, are you packed already? And you, I was, you know, luckily I am the person who, it's not like I'm not taking serious, but I can just change that thing for as a joke.
Yes.
Then I was saying, oh yeah, everything is packed, van on afternoon and we're going back. I said, I don't know who's gonna, and I was just like repeating, I said, I don't know who's gonna do the job, my job tomorrow.
Yes.
Then, you know, it's like few weeks ago, I did have a patient who, that was an older generation patient, and then he just stood, he looked at me.
Yes.
And he say, where are you from? I said, from Poland. Then why are you not going back to your country? Then I wasn't sure really if he was a sarcastic or he wasn't joking or he was a please I'm here.
Mm.
Because it wasn't any tone of the voice. He was just saying just like a common. And I wasn't sure really. Another patient, the older gentleman, he asked me as well where I'm from and I said from Poland and he said, thank you very much. Can I give you a hug for that what the Polish people did for us? And then we, it's like, you know, some of the patients, especially the older generation. Yeah, sometimes we even was crying, the stories. Oh my word, I was saying about my grandmother, about the, you know, English soldiers in Poland.
Because your grandmother sheltered some escaped English POWs.
Yes.
During the war in Poland.
In Poland, yes, that was not so far from Bydgoszcz as
yes.
well.
Which would
yeah, they've been in touch all of their life. The story was absolutely incredible because they've been sending the letters each other. They never ever meet after the war, but they've been in touch and sending the letters.
Yes.
And then, yes, yeah, long story and nice story. Lots of letters as
so
well.
So they survived, these Polish soldiers. And
yes. My grandmother's family.
And your grandmother survived.
Yes.
Because being caught like that meant a death sentence.
Yes.
Yes,
yes, definitely. Then even on the last letter from the gentleman named August.
Yes.
Yeah, he was written down. It was really brave. My grandmother, she was really brave to doing the bread for him and a bake for him as well to make sure he will not die.
Yes.
Because he
yes.
was so hungry.
Yes. And of course, in the winter they couldn't walk outside because of the snow.
No, the snow.
The
they couldn't go outside also because the non-stop was a German and Russian army came in,
yes.
you know. And then the English soldiers, they were so worried
yes.
to go out.
Yes.
And then, yeah. Well, then I don't think if it's going to get changed anything after the Brexit. I don't believe that.
Well, this isn't about my personal opinions, but people in England don't make dramatic
you know, is
changes,
people, yeah.
but there's always adjustment and compromise in this country.
Yes, but is it people
I'm hoping,
and people?
I'm hoping.
Yeah, is it people and people?
Yes.
And some of the people who was on the news, the Polish people was beaten by some English. Right, it's happened to anyone and everywhere.
Mm.
I am not taking that very like, only because the Polish people. I don't know, it's just like, I don't think... I'm so many years in here and I have a, I don't know if it's a, only because I am in a different group of people. If, I don't know if it's the, because my, I don't want to sound really like wrong or something, but I don't know. I'm educated on some kind of way.
Yes.
I am not the person who is walking to the pubs, getting really drunk and having like a, friends who can make a troubles.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
I've got my family, I have a house, dog. And
so
I think, yeah, I'm not the person who's gonna try to find the trouble. If you're the person who's trying to find the trouble, you always find the trouble.
That's true.
Anyway.
That's true. But so this isn't a, this is, these assaults and so on, they're not something that you see as being, what am I trying to say? you don't attach too much significance to them.
No.
You don't see it as a widespread thing against Polish
No.
people.
No.
No.
No. When I was working in an employment agency, part of the Polish people was coming also, English people, to find some work, some job.
Yes.
And I meet lots of people on the age about the 19, 20,
mm.
and I was really surprised those people can write. Those people can read the question.
Couldn't read and write.
No.
No.
You give them the question to fill out and they couldn't.
So they had poor literacy skills.
Yes, and that
this
was
is the English applicants.
Yes. Yes.
And is your, in your experience, is the Polish level of education better than this?
I think so, yes.
Yes.
Definitely. Also, that's why the kids like my, I don't know if it's that's why, but Richard, he's a really on a high level on
yes.
maths in,
yes.
in school.
Yes.
He's doing really, really well. But I'm working with him every day.
Yes.
I'm sitting with him every day to doing the, even if you don't have a homework, because the homework
yes.
is for half an hour a week, really. I'm just finding out something for him to do.
Good.
And also he's doing the same thing every day for half an hour, Polish language.
Yes, yes.
Then it's like, you know, no choice.
He,
sit down.
He gets plenty of encouragement.
Oh, he needs to.
Yes.
He needs to. Sometimes the teacher is complaining from school. I give him too much, but, well, you know, they need to just speed it up in schools as well.
Right, right.
Mm.
So, again, well, like many parents, but education has a high priority for you.
Definitely.
And you're taking an active part in it.
Yes, I hope so, Richard. He will not have to traveling around the world. I mean, traveling for the joy,
mm.
for experience, for life experience. Yes.
Yes.
Not like me, you know, trying to find out the right place
yes.
for himself.
Yes.
You know.
So, we've talked about how you came to the UK, your
yes.
early jobs, your present career, your progress up the career ladder in healthcare, in the NHS, and you're somebody that feels quite settled here. This is your home.
It was crossing my mind to going back to Poland after Brexit. I'm not saying no.
Yes.
I would love to come back to Poland.
Yes.
Of course, it's my country. It's just like any time when I'm going there, it's just like, especially I live between Bydgoszcz and Gdańsk.
Oh, yes.
Then Gdańsk is beautiful. It's just my heart. It's like, oh, it's always lovely in Gdańsk. I always miss Gdańsk. But I'm not sure really if I will find myself there.
Mm.
It's like I've got a more experience outside of Poland, like in Poland.
Yes, yes.
And I would be worried about every single thing, especially about the administration, paperwork in the offices.
Yes.
I'm not sure really. And if I would have to be make a decision back to Poland, I don't know really what I can do.
Mm,
I don't know. I think I am too old working in the travel site now. It's the youngest
right.
people who
it's
can
young,
do it.
It's a young person's game.
Yeah, of course,
yes.
Yes. You know. Then I don't know. Don't have a clue. I don't think. I'm just not taking to my brain, to my mind. I will go back to Poland. Really. Just for visit, that's fine.
Great stuff. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me? Because we've actually been talking for half an hour now.
Mm.
Any other points you want to bring up about being a Pole in England?
I think if you are kind of nice person and you're yourself, and you are not trying to play anything, you just like normal person, you can live in England and you are so happy. All of my neighbors around,
mm.
we know all of each other.
Yeah.
I look after the cats, I look after the dog, the kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we are swapping and we have parties and we're going for birthday, we have a Christmas party coming now, season Christmas party, then I
yes.
have more invitation for the English Christmas party as for the Polish Christmas party.
Yes.
Then
yes.
I don't know, I'm just, I know it's my, you know, still strong accent. I never ever will be, you know, give up with my Polish strong accent because it's not possible. But I love my English friends and
yes.
I love Poland as well. And it's like, you know, I am half and half really. I can't.
You have a strong foot in both camps.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. And when was about the Brexit, if I would be voting for going out or staying in? I don't know really what I'm gonna be voted because very difficult. If I would be English, probably I would be voted as a rest to come out.
Right, right.
But from the side, because I am from Poland, I am an immigrant.
Yes.
I would say stay in the European Union for all of the goodies, like, you know, visas and stuff. But as a British person, I would say probably yes.
Well,
only not because I will be thinking about the cutting down the emigration to coming to England, only about that, because the truth is lots of people came in,
yes,
from Poland, and not only from Lithuania as well, because I was employing also Lithuanian people, the people who was in prison, you know. Some of them, because I didn't have the job for them, I didn't have a work for them, they take me out from the employment office.
Yes.
Out with my desk, with my chair, to the main road in Gloucester Road, on the middle, they left me there.
Right.
To make sure the cars would be just smash me. It was a really horrible experience. That was the people from, that was kind of bad experience with Polish people.
Right.
Lithuanian people.
Right, right.
Then
that must have been very frightening.
Yes, the people were sending to work on the night shift. They finished about the 1 o'clock evening. They knew where I live. They find out after the work at 1 o'clock. They been came into my house. They were smashing my windows because they couldn't stay longer than 1 o'clock morning to work. Yeah, I did have a lot of bad experience as well with Polish people.
So you got the blame. You got the blame for difficult employment situations.
Yes, doesn't matter if I give those people just 2 days ago my bedding.
Yes.
And my clothes and my food.
So that's the other side of the coin.
Yes, it is.
The labour.
Yes, I'm trying to get, you know, I was trying to understand the frustration of those people because they can't work, they can't make money. But I didn't have nothing better than those people have. I did have the same salary.
Yes.
I did have a little flat, one bedroom flat, and that's it for the start, because I was starting as well. I was starting just nearly the same time.
Yes, yes.
And then, it was very difficult because I did have with church as well. The priest came in and was blaming us as well about the work. It was really, difficult. Difficult moments as well from the beginning. But after, when I was starting working for the NHS and get more, I have a good Polish friends from California as well. They came in with me.
Yes.
Or after me to England. Then they are my lovely friends. But after I was starting work in NHS and I was start making more friends, I don't want to say again that I don't want to sound really bad.
No.
When I was starting make the friends, you know, more educated, you know, on my level of education, on my position.
You had more in common with them.
Yes. Because when I was working for that employment agency, that was just the labors. That was some of the people was just coming, you know, just for the work and without the English, they couldn't have any communication with English people. I was always calling for that, and was it like a chaos?
Yes.
I don't want to sound bad really for the Polish people as well, because, you know, anyone can come in and anyone can work, but I think the education is important as well.
It sounds like you were at the tough end of a difficult labour market.
Yes.
With you know, sources of friction and social difficulties, big social change, big social upheaval.
But now what I'm doing, I'm helping all of those homeless people.
Yes.
Still, I'm still walking with the huge bags, with food, with clothes, and I'm helping them. Even they was taking me out from the office with the chair and with the desk. Yes.
Right. So they haven't beaten you.
No, they didn't.
They didn't defeat you.
They want to fight me really, probably. But it was really scary.
Yes, yes.
It was really scary, but yeah, for now, some of them, they are homeless, unfortunately.
Mm.
And I think also those people should be sent back to home to Poland and make sure the families can help them.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
My husband, he's really angry for me. I am helping, really, with that kind of situation, because he said, you know, they have a hand, they are 13 years in England, the same years as you are.
Yes.
They can't still speak any English.
Yes. Yes.
And then you shouldn't. But he's saying that, but he's putting all of the bags to the car. Yes, then, you know. Yes, I'm still helping all of them.
Yes, yes.
That is, I think, important thing. But I think they should go, supposed to go back to make sure they can have a more. I think they can all, they can go back to Poland to having some work. They can work in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know if it's easier as a homeless in England, in Bristol. They have maybe more help in here.
It's a particular problem in Bristol. Bristol's one of the cities where there's a large homeless population. Perhaps it acts as a magnet because you can survive in Bristol street homeless.
I know. Some of them, they are like a mental health as well, people.
Yes.
Mm.
Anything else? What else?
I don't know what else I can say. I don't know. I am from the beginning in Bristol. Yes. That's something.
Yes, you've been here ever since.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am from the old, you know, I still remember old Bristol and then now in new Bristol. And I think I will stay in Bristol all the time. I love Bristol. It's nice. I have the water. I have a beautiful city center. Yes, nice schools.
And on that note, we'll say thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening to me.